This morning, we continue to discuss the causes and possible solutions to youth violence in our community. WUWM's Susan Bentz explores the possible generational connection between violent parents and their children.
20 women dressed in loose-fitting green slacks and jackets are walking slowly across Tichita's lush grounds. They're heading for the chapel. This is Wisconsin's maximum security women's prison, located outside of Fond du Lac. Makisha Biles drove up from Milwaukee to talk with moms. Big Brothers Big Sisters is putting a lot of energy into matching children of incarcerated parents with mentors they call bigs.
7 out of 10 children who have a parent incarcerated has a possibility of becoming incarcerated.
So Biles visits the prison in hopes of ending that cycle. She says when kids are given the chance to develop a healthy relationship with a caring adult, it improves the odds they won't follow in their incarcerated parents' footprints. Sheila didn't beat those odds. She's an incarcerated mother.
This is my third incarceration.
She started selling drugs when she was 13.
I was stemming from what I was brought up in. That came from my mother.
Sheila blames herself, though. She had a good job rehabbing houses, children she loved. Still, Sheila couldn't beat the drug problem. She seems to well up with guilt when she talks about it.
Relapsing, not being there enough for my children, back in the penitentiary. Look, I'm 40 years old. There's no way I should be in here.
Now her son is incarcerated.
So that hurts. He is 22.
I stabbed the victim.
That's Sharon, another Tichita inmate. She worries about her son, too. He's been following Sharon's path in and out of jail.
Maybe it'll be for the best, the way he's living his life. If he end up in prison, that'll save his life. But I want for my daughters and them to learn from my experience to not to go there, to stay in school, stay focused, and live a better life than what I lived.
For Johanna, it took 2 prison terms to wake up. She's a single mother of 4. Each has a different father.
I have a mother, but she was never there for me as a child. Was gangbanging at the age of 8, smoked marijuana at the age of 10, and from there I just went downhill and had my first child when I was 14, and since 14 years old I've been on my own.
Johanna spent her life selling and using drugs, but says her kids are on the right path, despite the fact that their fathers have also served prison time.
I mostly think, honestly, it's the Big Brothers, because they keep them out of trouble. You know, when my daughter has a problem, she calls Kelly. Her name is Kelly.
Kelly is a big sister. I meet her and Johanna's daughter, Cassie, back in Milwaukee at an East Side pizza place. They hang out together at least once a week, talking, walking Kelly's dog, or sharing a meal.
We were just having a conversation. She said she walked away from a fight at school.
And Cassie, just about to turn 13, feels good about it. She has a hard time controlling her anger, but today...
I don't know, I felt like the bigger person.
Cassie's older brother, Felix, struggles keeping his cool at school, too. He's been suspended more than once. Felix says his mom motivates him to succeed in life. She tells him to stay focused, to be ready for anything.
Tell the truth, toughest part, I haven't been around my mom a lot because she's been locked up before in my past life. So... it's kind of hard going without my mom.
He also has to live without his dad, who disappeared when Felix was 6. After being bounced around, Felix lives with a foster mom who feels like family to him. And Felix has a big brother who spends a lot of time with him.
The best part of my life is I got a roof over my head. I'm grateful for it and just... that people care for me.
His big brother Rob says he's seen Felix watch over his younger cousins and siblings.
I don't think he realizes it, you know, how much he's taking on and how much he's doing, how much he means to kind of be a role model for those kids, but I think he's pretty incredible.
Rob says when Felix is treated with respect and trust, he shines. Neither Felix nor Cassie knows for sure when their mom will be released from prison. They're even less sure if they'll live together when she does. But their mom, Johanna, says she wants to be a good role model for her kids. Last year, when she earned her high school diploma, she took a picture of herself for her kids. When they're having a hard time, Johanna says she hopes they'll look at it and remember, if mom can do it, I can do it.